incomparable goodness of coffee has now been captured in a cup.
Before Starbucks, I think in the mid-70s, people were drinking really bad coffee. They were drinking instant coffee, Maxwell House U-Bin, and perking it at home, and it wasn't very good.
Your first cup of Starbucks coffee was?
In the Pike Place store in 1979, 1980, was a French press of Sumatra.
How much coffee is too much coffee?
I drink about 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day.
What do you say when doctors say cut down on your coffee?
To me, it's they don't say that. they don't say that. You just came for the day.
You're the highlight of our day. Oh. Yeah, you are.
Thank you for your compliment.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. When I came here for the first time, had never been in a Starbucks store, walked into this very store, and by the way, we have changed nothing through the years. This is the original store as is. And they handed me a cup of coffee made this way. Now, this is a cup of Sumatra, which is Indonesian coffee. This is how I tasted my first cup of coffee. And I just knew from that moment on that I was home. Did I ever imagine that we would one day have stores in 65 countries serving almost 80 million customers a week? No. Growing up in Brooklyn, in the projects in the early 60s, what I would loosely describe as the other side of the tracks, provides a deep sense of understanding that there's a world out there that's very, very different than the world that is inside where we grew up. And I wanted to be part of that world. When I finished school, I got hired by a great company, and that was Xerox. And I worked there for a number of years, but I just didn't feel I belonged in a very structured environment. So I left Xerox and I went to work for a large Swedish company that was starting a U.S. consumer division. In a very roundabout way, they had a customer in Seattle, Washington called Starbucks. Their aspiration at the time was to expand to Portland, Oregon. I somewhat persuaded them that perhaps Starbucks' opportunity was bigger and they needed someone like me. You have to understand, Starbucks had 3 stores in 82, but the core business was just selling pounds of ground and roasted coffee for home use. A year after I joined the company, I went to Italy for the first time. First of all, you can't walk through any major city or town in Italy without running into a coffee bar and seeing the sense of community and the romance and theater around espresso. It just made me realize that Starbucks perhaps was not in the right part of the coffee business, that the real business and the opportunity was the integration of the beverage to creating a destination and a sense of community in the store. What I experienced in Italy was something that was transferable in the U.S. Bring, for the first time, great coffee, introduce new beverages that no one ever heard of. No one heard of a cafe latte before. I raced home to talk to the founders about the experience I had, and they rejected it. Over a period of 2 years, I left Starbucks to start my own chain of Italian coffee bars. At that time, Starbucks found itself in financial difficulties. And so the founder came to me and said, I can't think of Starbucks in better hands than if it was in your hands. I realize you don't have the money. I'll give you X amount of time to try and find it. I was able to buy Starbucks in August of 87. They had 6 stores at the time for $3.8 million. I didn't, at that point, have an understanding that coffee would one day become part of the culture or the zeitgeist in ways that I couldn't possibly understand or predict. I think we realized early on that what we had to do is everything had to prove itself in the cup. The ability to source and roast the highest quality Arabica beans in the world gave us the platform to do things that would define and build an industry that did not exist. Many people at the time were convinced Starbucks was too strong, and we had to educate the market and the customer about, no, this is what coffee should taste like. And there you have it.